Michael O'Kane, Dunoan are champions in the 100th year. A big year for the club, but a big day, I suppose, first of all.
Yeah, look, it's been... we planned to go out and try and win the championship in our 100th year, but these things rarely come off. It took a massive amount of work from not just the players, the management team, the committee and everything all behind it was just amazing. And it was all about getting us back into senior football. That's what the whole aim was. We've won a couple of championships. We've been very unlucky that the structures didn't allow us to progress. This year was all about getting back to senior football in the 100th year. That's what our mantra has been all year, you know. So we're just absolutely delighted, relieved that it's over and we've got there, but we're absolutely delighted to get back in the senior championship football again. So,
if it was mentioned in the speech once, it was mentioned two or three times, 45 men training. Betty Ann put together a wee presentation during the week, all the photographs. So
we actually had 51 training a couple of weeks ago, just one night. So we're always like 45 is our normal number at training. If everybody's there and it's a good night, we'll have 50-51. But 45s are normal. Like we're playing 2 15-a-side teams and we've another 15 doing runs and we're switching that in and out. That's how we're doing it at the minute. Like it can be a bit of a hindrance, but there's absolutely no way that I'm turning anybody away from our pitch. We just want everybody in our whole community. We're a very small community. We want everybody that's available out in that pitch. You know, when the throws that tell the tapes and that we have a reserve final to play on Wednesday night again too. We've been beating the last two reserve finals, and this year we're going to try and do the double. You know, so it'll be massive for our lads to try and do the double.
Anybody walks in the Glenallan, you can see the facilities are there. You've actually put in a few young clubs on your team this year. Assisty, Nate McNichol, just before I was chatting to him, the age profile is what you're looking for, I would imagine, in the future.
Well, look, to be honest, we're just looking footballers. Like I don't care what age they are, and I know it might look as though we're putting young players. We just went in, I went in with the mantra and the rest of the management team. If people's playing well in training, they're getting in. It doesn't matter whether they're 17 or they're 41 or 42, they're playing. Like, Brian Mullen's very unlucky not to be in a senior panel today at 45 years of age. Only that he was working away from home over the past month or 2 months, there's a fair chance Brian Mullen would have been in our senior panel at 45 years of age because he plays that well whenever he's there to him. You know, so, and with 17-year-olds, we actually have 2 or 3 16-year-olds training with since the minors was beat as well, and then they've added a hell of a lot to us as well, you know, so we're just delighted for them young lads.
On today's game, the first 10 minutes, like, Dermot McNichol won the kick out. I think Ryan took on his man. Conor had finished it. You were really direct, really early on, and you probably couldn't have wished for a better start to a big day.
Yeah, so look, we had planned to really go after Fourlane early. No matter whether we were playing with the wind or without the wind, we actually chose to play against the wind, thinking that they would try and maybe quell us and keep the ball off us, and that suited us because they were playing with the wind. We get off to a better start than. You plan for these things, you get off to a better start than you hope for. You know, to go 2 goals up after, I don't know what it was, 7 or 8 minutes, I don't even remember. I just.
And we had other chances.
We had other chances. We just. We have a massive artillery, and that we can kick the ball. We have so many good ball winners in our forward line. We have so many good kick passers, but we also have a massive amount of pace in our team. And we can play anyway. If a team sits off us, we can play it. If they come, press us high, we can play as well. So we're just. We've talked about adaptability all year. We've been lucky that we've got a grounding in senior football, senior league football, and it's showed us how to play against different teams, and we can adapt as we go, you know. So.
Final couple of points. Ryan put his 5 up with a 2-pointer. We said in commentary we felt that was it, done.
Yeah.
Before laying out a goal, it was literally sitting on the edge of the...
It should have been a free out. 100% was a free out. I don't know how or what went on there, but it was... look, we won the game now. It definitely was a free... Like, Neil Mlicka was fouled twice, not just once, but we got it. And we held on. Like, our boys have been in these tight situations. Like, I don't think people realise that we won a championship final in the last kick of the game 3 years ago, won by a point. We took one 2 years ago to extra time with the last play of the game. Our boys have been there and done that. You know, and people don't give them the respect.
When that goal went in, that's what was there for you.
That's right. We knew we faced this before. Mm-hmm. So we had, like, even the semi-finals those years with the other friends went to extra time. Both those semi-finals, or one of them went to extra time, the other went, won by a point. So, like, we understand championship games aren't going to be 8 or 9 point ones all the time. It's going to be 1 or 2 points, you know, and then you have the main man stepping off to kick that 2-pointer at the end. It was just...
He was never going to pass it, was he?
No. Look, Owen Bradley told me in November, if I took the job, he's going to win me a championship. And that's the words he said to me. He phoned me whenever I took the job. And he says, I wasn't going to play again. He says, Michael, look, we're first cousins, and I give him player of the year twice, the last time I took the loan. So we have a hell of a lot of mutual respect for him. I love the man. It's easy whenever he's your first cousin, but he just offers so much about the place. Like, whenever he's out in the pitch, the amount of children that goes to that man, you wouldn't believe. He's like the Pied Piper. Oh, honest to God, I was standing at the pitch there, and this was only on Wednesday night past. All I heard was, there's Skinner, there he is. And 8 or 9 young boys just run out to him, and Skinner stood by himself, kicking on the pitch, kicking freeze. Young boys run the ball back out to him, and he stood with him. He's a great fella to have about the place, you know. So.
Great day for the Glenallan.
Brilliant day. In our 100th year, it's just been amazing. This has been a 4-year journey. Like, Paddy Bradley laid massive foundations, won 2 championships with these lads, got us back into senior league football last year. So like, he deserves most of the credit of this. I'm only in 1 year. What he done in 3 years was amazing. And I've been lucky enough just to come on. He set the culture in the place. It was him set the foundations. And we benefited massively today from that, you know. So I'm just delighted for Paddy too. He was one of the first boys I met in the pitch. So he's just Glenallan through and through.